Elder Terry Roach from Missouri.
When the brother asked me to take a little time, I'm a little reluctant because I've been studying the same thing and using it for the same subject for several weeks now here.
It's all right.
I just want to share with you one thought, one little thought. It won't take long. I was raised in the Old Baptist Church in Indiana, and circumstances arose, and I spent a year in Texas, and then I've been in Missouri the last 10. So I've been around a lot of different places, heard a lot of different preaching, and this came to me a few weeks ago concerning the Holy Ghost. I want you to look at the Scriptures. And I want you to realize that the Holy Ghost is God.
Amen.
And when you begin to start looking at the Scriptures as the Holy Ghost is God, then you see how much more active God is in our lives than we might first have thought. Our God is a God of love. You know, the Holy Ghost never did anything that wasn't loving. You know that? It was always reaching to God's children and lifting them up. So now you see this picture of this man Jesus who's sitting in heaven on the right hand of God. And he's interceding with God because of the work that he's done. He has the right to intercede with God.
Amen.
And he says to God, Father, go to thy children. Can you imagine God coming to his children? Are you going to worry about the world when you have God? Are you going to worry? And I know a little bit about illness and sickness. And I have 3 siblings that have passed in their 50s. My mother just passed. I know what it's like to lose people. But our loss is their gain. Because now they don't just have to feel the Holy Ghost and they have to worship the Son. I mean, they have that privilege to feel the Holy Ghost and worship the Son. But now they are in the very presence of God. But don't miss what it says about being in the presence of God today.